This world is filled with false gods offering its worshippers false hopes. Whether it's the god of evolution offering nothing more than the mantra, "The strongest survive and then die," or the god of health and wealth offering nothing more than the slogan, "Live for today, for tomorrow you'll die," or the pagan god of false religions offering nothing more than a pie in the sky heavenly high, knowing all will die. None of these fake fulfillers of fantasies can deliver on their promises. They are powerless to provide the promises. But there is one true God, and only one true God, who has made the promises in the past and delivered the product to perfection. Every promise that God has made, He has delivered to perfection. That one true God is Elohim, creator of the heavens and earth and all that dwell therein. That one true God, whose words are true, is the God of the Bible. There are 37 prophecies in the Bible foretelling the Messiah's first coming. Every one of them came true exactly as promised. God said it, and God did it. Therefore, all prophecies concerning Messiah's second coming will also come to pass. God said it, and God will do it. Let's now take a look at several prophecies fulfilled at Christ's first coming. This first one is going to be that He was declared the Son of God. And this is found in Psalms, the second chapter, verse 7. This is the book of Psalms, the second chapter, verse 7. And this is where Jesus Christ was declared way beforehand to be the Son of God. Here it is. "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my Son. This day have I begotten you.'" Notice that this prophecy was fulfilled in two ways. We'll see the first way in Matthew the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 17. This is Matthew the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 17. Here it says, "Jesus, when he was baptized, saw the Spirit of God descending from heaven like a dove and landing upon him. And he heard a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So the first way Jesus was declared a son was through baptism. And now we'll see the second way in Acts the 13th chapter, verses 32 through 33. This is Acts the 13th chapter, verses 32 through 33. "We declare to you good tidings, how that the promise," notice this, "how that the promise which was made to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God has fulfilled." God said it and God did it. "God has fulfilled, and that he has raised up Jesus again. As it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, this day have I begotten you.'" So the second way Jesus was declared a son was through resurrection, which is like baptism. They both are a type of birth. So whether it's baptism or resurrection, he was declared to be a son through birth. Now, Jesus Christ was also declared to be a prophet. We can find that in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and verse 15. This is Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verse 15. This is where Messiah was declared to be a prophet. And again, this was thousands of years before he was actually made a prophet, or approximately 2,000 years. "Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up a prophet like me from your midst. To him you shall hearken.'" And then in verse 18, God says, "I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren, like Moses, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him." Some of the people in Jesus' day clearly understood that he was the fulfillment of the prophesied prophet. Let's turn to John, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 14, to read about that. This is John, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 14. "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Make the 5,000 men sit down.' And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples to give to them that were seated. When they were full, he said to his disciples, 'Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.' 12 baskets full were left over. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, 'This is of a truth that prophet that was prophesied to come into the world.' Also the apostles testified to the fact that Yeshua was the prophesied prophet." We can read of that in Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 18 through 24. This is Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 18 through 24. Everything, and I want you to notice this, everything which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets concerning Christ's suffering, he has fulfilled. God said it, and God did it. Let's read about it. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. For Moses truly said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. All the prophets from Samuel until now, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And he shall send Jesus Christ again. So that's the fulfillment. He shall send Jesus Christ again. But for now, heaven must receive him until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So again, there's going to be a future fulfillment when that prophet will come. And again, people should pay attention. Not like last time when he was rejected. Also, Jesus Christ was declared a priest after the order of Melchizedek. We can read that in Psalms chapter 110, verse 4. This is in Psalm chapter 110, verse 4. This is where Jesus was declared a priest after the order of Melchizedek. It says, the Lord has sworn, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And let's see the fulfillment of that in Hebrews the 5th chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 10. This is Hebrews the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. But no man takes this honor to himself. He has to be called of God, as was Aaron. Neither did Christ glorify himself to be made a high priest. It is the Father who declared, you are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. We'll read further about this in Hebrews the 7th chapter, verses 11 through 25. This is Hebrews the 7th chapter, verses 11 through 25. So previously it said that Jesus was made perfect. Now the question is, if perfection came by the Levitical priesthood, and it did not, Jesus Christ, though, who was made a priest after the order of Melchizedek, he was made perfect. But the question that Paul is posing here, if Paul was the writer of the book of Hebrews, he asks, if perfection came by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? Because it was after the order of Aaron that the Levitical priesthood came. Continuing on, since the priesthood was changed, it was changed from Aaron to Melchizedek, of necessity there is also a change of the law, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident that this priest is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. The Levitical priests were many because each one eventually died. But this man, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore he is able to save them that come to God by him, seeing he lives forever to make intercession for them. The Levitical priests were made without an oath, but Jesus was made a priest with an oath by him that said to him, the Lord swore and will not change, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God said it, and God did it. Now also Jesus was declared a preacher. This is in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. Jesus is declared here to be a preacher. Again, this is Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now let's read about the fulfillment of that prophecy. That's in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. This is Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. God said it, and God did it." Now in Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 5, this is an interesting encounter that Jesus has. This is in Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 5, where he testifies again of the fact that he was declared to be a preacher and that he fulfilled this prophecy. It says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, 'Are you he that should come, or should we look for another?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.'" So Jesus Christ fulfilled that prophecy perfectly. And you can see some specific examples of the healings and of the preachings that Jesus did in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and also chapter 14, verses 14 through 21, and then in John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, and also in chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And then finally, Jesus was declared to be a king. He was declared to be a king. This is in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey alongside a colt." And notice again the perfect fulfillment of this prophecy. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9 is where we're going to find it. This is in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. "When they drew near to Jerusalem, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village, and you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man asks, you shall say, The Lord has need of them.'" All this was done, please catch this, "all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and sitting upon a donkey, alongside a colt.' The disciples did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and then set Jesus upon them," or upon the donkey. "And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and placed them in the way. And the multitudes yelled, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!'" A perfect fulfillment, again, of that prophecy. You can always count on God to keep his word. Remember, God said it, and God did it.